чинимо, пан господин дома, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, пан господин дома, ой нема, дай поїхадом вина, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, дай поїхадом вино, дай муки спетлювать, меду пива купувать, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, меду пива купувать, меду пива купувать.
Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого Нового року. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння, котра подається вам сьогодні ввечері, так як і щосуботи о 6-й годині на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM-1320. CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you, very seasonal. We have a seasonal recipe for you with Sylvia as well. We've got a story about Metropolitan Andriy Sheptytsky, and we've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian Christmas and New Year's music, sing as it's past Christmas now on both calendars. We've still got Milanka to come up, and many people are either on their way to a Milanka celebration somewhere, or are there already, or else are just celebrating it in their hearts. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some traditional carols and some new stuff that I found on the internet. Coming up next is something new. It's by a group called the Cherry Band, and I had the great good fortune to meet some of the members of this band that actually formed a splinter group called Troya Zilia, and I've got an interview with them that I'll be sharing with you after our Christmas programming is done. But meanwhile, here they are with a really unusual song. It's a Hutsul Cup song. It is a Christmas season song, and the percussions that you hear in the background is not really percussion. What it is members of the group are sitting around a table. They've got a cup in their hands, like a tumbler, and they're tapping the cup on the table, and in between they're clapping and they're passing it around with the other members. Each of them has a cup. It's just quite amazing, quite delightful. I'm sorry I can't share it with you visually, but here is the audio, and I'll put the links up to the YouTube videos on the Nash Holos blog, so visit us there at nashholos.com. Just go to the blog page or check out the Facebook page. I'll put a link there as well to the blog, so you'll be able to see this great video of this song. And also, if you're interested, they have instructions step by step on how to perform it. So sit back, enjoy. Here is the Cherry Band now with the Hutsul Cup song.
Вишневим цвіток біленький, ой, народився Христос маленький.
Ой, чесні люди, чесна людина, Христос родився, весела днина. Христос родився, будем знавати, Ісусу Христу славу давати. Різдвом це тішить, церкву ступає, на холіднички ще й поглядає, бо холіднички веселі. чиста не забуває. Цвіта ноги на світі жити, чистим віночком голову покрити.
З Новим роком йдемо до хати, щоб вас щиро привітати. Зичим щастя, гаразду, щоб прогнати всю біду. Щоб не було лиха в хаті, ані вітру на загаті. Щоб діти були здорові, їсти кашу, все готові. Аби з них була утіха, дайте грошей, хоч з півміха.
Христос рождається!
Ці святкові стакани і святкові обличчя етногурт зі Львова
«Cherry Band».
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Management and staff at Savella's Ukrainian Deli and Catering in Winnipeg extend best wishes to the listeners of Nash Hollis for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Next time you're in Winnipeg, make sure to drop in at Savella's for the best Ukrainian food in town. Located at 126 Victoria Avenue West in Transcona, online at savellas.com. Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року!
Thank you. Новим роком, браття милі, в новім щасті, в новій силі, радісно вітаю вас. І бажаю, щоб здоров'ю, в мирі, з братньою любов'ю, відтепер ішов нам час. І бажаю, щоб трудяще, те життя вам якнайкраще, без біди минуло всім, щоб думками ми міцніли, багатіли, не бідніли, щоб веселий був ваш дім. І бажаю, щоб ми згідно, сміло, свідомо, свобідно йшли до спільної мети. В своїй хаті жить по-свому, не коритися нікому, лад найкращий завести. Щирій праці Бог поможе. Дай вам, Боже, все, що гоже. Христос страждається.
Слава Повишним Богу!
Слава Повишним
Богу! Богу,
слава
Бовишніх,
слава Бовишніх,
слава Бовишніх,
слава Бовишніх,
слава Бовишніх,
Богу, і на землі мир,
і на землі
мир,
слава
Бовишніх,
Бовишніх
Богу,
і на землі мир,
чоловіці
благоволення,
благоволення,
чоловіці,
благоволення,
благоволення,
благоволення.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. There's a saying, he who drinks lives long. I don't really know if that's the case, but I thought it's time to share some interesting and wonderful vodka recipes with you. I hear that there is Ukrainian vodka now in Vancouver. Дай Боже. As a kid, I do remember my Uncle Steve, the barber, who lived to a ripe old age. I thought he drank vodka in a unique way, with a good sprinkling of black pepper. I've never seen anyone else drink vodka with black pepper in all my years. My favorite vodka drink is cherry vodka, so we will start first with this recipe. You'll need the following: 4.5 cups vodka, 4 tablespoons orange zest, 10 whole cloves, 1.25 cups cherry syrup. Put the vodka, orange zest, and cloves into a glass or non-reactive bowl. Cover and keep at room temperature for 2 weeks. Strain the vodka and add the cherry syrup, mixing to blend well. Store in sealed jars. This drink will keep for up to 6 months, if you're lucky. Just a note about fruit syrups. Many bottled varieties of fruit syrup are available in most supermarkets and European-style delicatessens. It's always a good idea, I think, to have a few varieties on hand, not only for cocktails, but to put on cakes, puddings, ice cream, desserts, and other drinks. Now, here's a simple recipe for Krupnik, or vodka punch. You'll need 1/3 cup water, 3 whole peppercorns, 1 whole lemon zest, 2 tablespoons dark honey, like buckwheat, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 cup water, and 2 cups of vodka. Boil the water, peppercorns, and lemon zest in a medium saucepan. Lower heat and simmer for about 10 minutes. Boil the honey and sugar and half a cup water in a small pot. Remove any foam. Mix the reserve liquid and the honey mixture and add the vodka. Heat on low and pour into punch cups while warm. And last but not least, New Year's apple punch. You'll need 1 large onion, 1 large lemon, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup vodka, 4 cups apple juice. Slice orange and lemon with peel. Place in a bowl and sprinkle with sugar and refrigerate overnight. In the following morning, add the vodka and let stand at room temperature for about 4 to 5 hours. Stir in the apple juice and chill until serving. An old Ukrainian proverb that I love states that a good warmed vodka makes a carnation bloom inside your stomach. How beautiful is that? So on that note, na zdorovya, and a very happy new year.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Смерть і царство. Терпіння спи, очка за нас буде, що зготовлять ти, Христ, люди, люлі, люлі, серденько, люлі, 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 люлі.
The Ukrainian Studies Foundation of British Columbia and its directors extend best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. The foundation provides support for qualified projects in Canada that focus on Ukrainian or Ukrainian-Canadian issues. For more information, visit the features page at the Nash Holos website and click on the Ukrainian Studies Foundation BC. Христос рождається. Веселих свят і щасливого Нового року.
Yeah.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Podzhakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky is known as the saver of Jews during World War II. In the words of Rabbi David Kahane, when I call Andrei Sheptytsky a saint, I am not exaggerating. According to Rabbi Kahane, more than 240 Ukrainian priests and nuns risked their lives hiding 200 Jewish children. In his own residence, Metropolitan Sheptytsky sheltered 15 Jews. Among them was Rabbi Kahane, who later became the chief rabbi of the Israel Air Force. Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky was born Count Roman Alexander Maria Sheptytsky in 1865 in Prilbuchi, a Ukrainian village near Lviv, then part of the Austrian Empire. His family was from an aristocratic Ruthenian line which had been Polonized. His maternal grandfather was the Polish writer Alexander Fredro. One of his brothers became a student monk, while another became a general in the Polish army. Among his ancestors, however, there were two metropolitans of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, in whose footsteps the young count decided to follow. Despite many obstacles created by his father, in 1891 he entered a Ukrainian Basilian monastery and accepted the monastic name Andrei. In 1900 he was made a bishop. Shortly afterwards he became the metropolitan, the ranking hierarch of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. Metropolitan Sheptytsky led his flock of some 5 million faithful through two world wars. He was arrested by the Tsarist forces in World War I. During World War II, he was kept under house arrest by Polish and Nazi German authorities. He died in 1944 as the Red Army occupied his city of Lviv once again. Despite the extreme danger, Metropolitan Sheptytsky decided to use the administrative structure of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church to save Jews from the Nazis. Many were involved in the clandestine operation, but his closest collaborators were his brother Clementi, superior of all Ukrainian monasteries, Josepha, mother superior of all convents, and Father Marko Stek, who provided false documents and safe escort for Jews into the monasteries and convents. Before his death in 1944, Sheptytsky predicted the annihilation of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church by the Soviets and its eventual resurrection. Both predictions came true. Many attribute the church's survival to a miracle worked by Metropolitan Andrei, and the campaign for his beatification and canonization is underway. Sheptytsky's two great passions were the restoration of authentic Eastern Christian monasticism in his church and the union of churches. He labored at Orthodox Catholic reconciliation decades before it became fashionable. In Canada, an institute had been established in his name, which continued his work in this area, the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Institute of Eastern Christian Studies and St. Paul University in Ottawa. Metropolitan Sheptytsky is also the inspiration for many working towards reconciliation between Ukrainians and Jews, including the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. This private multinational initiative was launched in Toronto in 2008 to promote stronger relationships between Ukrainians of Jewish, Christian and other faiths to honor Sheptytsky. The Ukrainian Jewish Encounter organizes many academic and ecumenical gatherings to achieve this goal, as well as projects such as this radio series and most recently a documentary film entitled Saved by Sheptytsky. It is our hope that the spirit of Metropolitan Sheptytsky will inspire you as well to further the cause of reconciliation and goodwill. This is Renata Gnanec at the Faina Patrykova Scientific Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
The Ukrainian Community Society of Ivano-Franko in Richmond extends season's greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. The Society was formed in 1937 and continues to welcome new members. For more information, visit www.ivanfranko.ca. Христос рождається! Веселих свят і щасливого Нового року!
Вінчую вас, пане господарю, з Рождеством Христовим, щоб вам щастя квітло вінком малиновим, щоб над вашим домом любов процвітала, а у вашім домі слава панувала, щоб Ісус із того світа слав нам щастя, долю і многі літа. Христос рождається!
Щедрик, щедрик, щедрі вучка,
прилетіла ластівочка, стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати. Вілі, вілі, господарю, подивися на кошарю, там овечки покотились, а яблички народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Жебе жінка, чорна брова, хоч не гроші, то голова. Фебе жінка, чорна брова. Прилетіла ластівочка, стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати. Вілі, вілі, господарю, подивися на кошару, там овечки покотились, а яблички народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей.
Thank you.
Ukraine International Airlines North America extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Ukraine International Airlines is Ukraine's leading international airline. From its base in Boryspil Airport in Kyiv, along with its international partners, UIA connects Ukraine to more than 3,000 destinations worldwide and domestically. Find them online at flyuia.com. Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року.
Зірка з неба, покотила,
what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial, and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nash Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому, і сказати до побачення. Але перед закінченням я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Май розум і не гризе тих пальців, що тебе годують. And our proverb of the week translates as, don't gnaw the fingers that feed you, especially if you're on your way to a malanka meal tonight. So with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio for another week. Make sure to join us again, same time next week, for our last Christmas program of the season. And our last program of the total Christmas season will be on the Nanaimo edition on the 17th of January. So make sure to check in or to tune in and check out the shows. If you ever miss a show, you can always get the podcast. Go to our website, www.nashholos.com. And click on the CHMB logo on the left for the podcast of the Vancouver edition, and on the CHLY logo for the podcast link to the Nanaimo edition. And you can download there and listen to your heart's content. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks so much for listening, and Dobranich!
Старий рік минає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає, новий наступає. Дарю великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю, великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю, великий владарю. Дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці, дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці.
наступає.